Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your girl V Henny. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have California's own singer, entertainer, actress, the wonderful Raquel Rains.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Oh, well, I want to say thank you for coming. Welcome to my humble home.
Thank you. I love it in here. So cozy.
Definitely. Before we dive into anything, I always do like a little toast. Just congratulating you to all your success.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing things out there. You're killing it. You know, you're taking over. So definitely this is for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And let's cheers. Make it happen.
Thank
cheers.
You. Ooh, that has bites. It's just ginger ale.
Oh, man. So for those that don't know, right, singer-songwriter. So you're originally from California.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Born and raised in Cali.
Okay. So when did you come to New York?
October of 2018.
Okay.
Yep. I finished a tour with Princess Cruise Lines.
Okay.
And I had saved up a bunch of money, and I was like, I don't have to go right back to California.
Mm-hmm.
I could go anywhere in the world. So I decided the greatest city in the world, New York.
New York. And yeah. You went to Queens, right? Did you?
Or? Yeah, I went to Queens, Astoria.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. Okay, so I've been to Cali once. LA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've lived there too. That's yeah, all over LA too.
Yep. Okay, Cali's super dope. I like the... I like the atmosphere. The food is amazing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Before we get into like your music career,
yeah,
food wise,
yeah, food.
Cali or New York?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
All right, let's talk about tacos.
No, you cannot beat Cali's Mexican food. It's so authentic. It's okay. The best. Yeah,
for really sure. Living yep. In Queens too.
Okay. Yeah, you want okay. That authentic Mexicano?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. You can get that in California for sure.
That's dope. That's dope. Well, I know you have an impressive background. I know you travel the world. You actually attended Pacific Conservatory of the Performing Arts,
mm-hmm.
Which is super dope. You know, I definitely, you know, wanted to get into the fact of having all this experience. You know, obviously, you come to New York, the greatest city of all time, and you became right. The certified freak, right?
Oh, man, we got to talk about that. Okay, I'm going to let you finish, though. Go ahead.
So, you became the certified freak, so... How was the transition of all of this?
Okay, so let me first address the certified freak. I had no idea what that meant.
Okay.
Really. I thought that it was like coming to New York City is where all the freaks are, you know, kind of like all the artists, the culture people just doing their thing, and New Yorkers, they just mind their own business.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody has the freedom to be their most freakish self. When I moved, I felt like I was running away to the circus.
Okay.
Okay, so my mindset was almost like, oh, I'm going to join the rest of the freaks, and I'm going to be a certified freak.
Yeah.
Okay? That was my mindset. Like, I'm just going to be out here, you know, singing in the streets under this bridge, like, just letting it rip. And then my boyfriend actually told me, he was like, do you even know what that means? And I said, yeah. And I just explained him what I did to you guys. And he said, go look it up. And then I saw that it meant that it's a prostitute. I had no idea that that's what it meant, but I kind of liked it, so yeah. I let it stick. I don't know. I'm sticking to my story, you know? I'm not going to change just because I know the definition now, but yeah.
No, so. We like your story. We okay. Like your story, you know? But you know, you want to know something funny? Hmm. I had no idea as well.
Yeah.
Until I was, like, doing some research on you, and then when you mentioned that, I'm just like, wait. No way.
I know. I thought it was really, you know, it would be like an attention grabber. So yeah. I'm out here trying to get this attention. I'm going to just let that be. I'm going to pretend like I didn't know. So, but yeah, the transition, man, it was super cool. Came out with two suitcases, a guitar.
Okay.
And just was, you know, building myself from the ground up. I had, back in California, I had all of my recording sound equipment and all that. So I didn't want to bring all of it with me. I kind of just, I've always kind of lived this minimalist life.
Okay.
So when I got here, I just started, you know, still singing and but also still attending to like my behavioral therapy work. So always had like a really good balance on both worlds, my artistry side serving my artistic creative outlet.
Okay.
And then also nurturing this, I don't know, I mean, I would love to have a longevity career in music. And I would also love continuing to help people with autism. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's just like all of these things that I like to do.
You know what's dope? The fact that you mentioned how you're a behavior therapist, right? Mm-hmm. And I definitely wanted to tap into the fact that if you really come to look at it, you're somewhat of a holistic healer. And you know why I say that? Hmm. Because you're doing therapy, right? Like you help out others. Mm-hmm. But then also musically, you're helping out others as well. Mm. So how do you feel about that concept?
Mm, I love that. That makes me emotional because it makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
I'm sure a lot of people reached out to you thanking you.
They do. Yeah, absolutely. It's really interesting that you say that because in the beginning, I'll say, when I was really, really... doing my TikToks a lot, you know, when I had more time, and I was, you know, just fulfilling requests. Or I would say, okay, I don't know how else to say this, but I guess it's when I was going a little viral. Okay. I just hate saying that. I'm sorry.
I sound like
so weird. I feel weird saying that. But when the chandelier, my singing the chandelier song Under the Bridge went viral, I got an influx of these messages of people just saying, wow, you know, you're so inspiring, you heal me through your music, and I still get that, but just having that many people tell me at once was just, it was overwhelming. You know, people would send me voice messages of themselves, of like singing themselves too, just like, oh, I have, you know, I just want to sing for you. It was almost like they wanted to give me some kind of healing that I was giving them. Okay. So that I thought that that was just really, really incredible.
No, that's that is incredible. And it's amazing. You know, again, like the beauty to music is how universal it is. Mm-hmm. You know, like the fact that it's for me, you know, everybody's different. But there's like there's no color. There's no gender. There's no it's just music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're reaching someone's soul, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And as corny or cliche it can seem, but it's very much true, you know.
Right.
So, you know, speaking of the, you know, TikTok and, you know, going viral.
Yeah.
I know you started the Subway sessions.
Yeah.
And that's been going since, right? You started that during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, back in 2020.
Okay, so how did you go about that story? I know you mentioned it a few times, but, you know, let's take it back.
Let's go back to that day. So this was when the city was just empty, you know, because everybody had to just hang out in the house, no going to work. Mm-hmm. They didn't want people riding the subway. You remember that, right?
Yeah,
I remember. Like super duper quiet. So I still went to work because I was an essential worker. And I bought myself one of those like electric scooters.
Okay.
The one that you stand.
Those are amazing. I love those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like the Razor, but electric, but for adults. Okay. And so I just loved zipping around on that thing. And I would always just sing at the belting, like at the top of my lung. Like I really didn't even have that much awareness back then. I just loved to sing so much outwardly. So I would zip around under that, and I was heading to work, and I happened to go underneath that bridge, and I heard my voice reverberate under there and just like echo. It was so cool.
And
so
it was so empty, right?
Yeah, it was empty and super quiet. Yeah. So I could really hear it, and I slammed on the brakes, and I went back, and I was like, hello? And they're like, ooh, hello. So then I just started singing. I whipped out my phone and just sang the first thing that came to me.
Okay.
And then I uploaded it to TikTok. And it seemed to do pretty good, you know? So I was like, people like this. I'm going to go back. And so I just started singing requests and uploading them. And people started to gravitate. Like, they really enjoyed it. So I called it, this is like the kicker for this. I called it Subway Sessions because I was taking the train Oh my gosh, now I'm like, the more that I talk about it, the more I describe, like, I can't believe how much of an idiot I was. So I would take the train, okay, in Astoria to Sunnyside.
Okay.
But not once did that train ever go actually in the subway. It was always elevated.
Yes.
An elevated train. So, but because I'm from California, I did not really know the train stations. I just always associated that every train station was a subway. I don't know why. So when I would get off at the stop in Sunnyside, I just thought it was like Subway Sessions, even though I was singing Under the Bridge.
You know what, though? It's still, it somewhat correlates.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good brand or title to give mm-hmm. it, you know?
Yeah.
So that was in 2020. So 2018, you moved to New York.
Yeah.
So as an artist, mm-hmm. that's why I was asking your transition, because you know, everybody's looking at your page, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing amazing things. And sometimes a lot of people don't speak on the struggles of being an artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so coming from California to, you know, going to New York, how was the, like, you know, like the struggles of, you know, of a starving artist in a sense?
Oh my gosh. It was, man, I don't know. I was paying way more money for my apartment. Like, I was just making more, like, I had more bills than my, than what I was coming in, right?
Okay.
So it was even really hard to think of myself as an artist in that sense.
Okay.
Because I had to focus on what was creating revenue at the time. Mm, so I was getting ready to do my first off-Broadway musical. And this was, I had spent time like standing in line for auditions, right, to do musical theater while working part time, but at least I was getting gigs doing the artist thing, mm-hmm. right? Okay, but also working my day job. Okay, put it like that. So, but then when it came down to this musical getting ready to start, the pandemic hit. And so I kind of just retreated a little bit. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can rely on this world, this market that I'm trying to pursue. So I was like, well, thank God, you know, I could just kind of rely on my background of education, right? So because of the whole pandemic and they shut down the artists, I didn't even really consider it.
Mm.
I was just like working and making like these TikToks
and like it,
yeah. And so I didn't really think of myself as like a starving artist.
Okay.
I'm like trying to bring that back, like even though the struggle was real, like I still felt of like I'm just like a struggling person.
Okay. Especially in California too, because you become a struggling person out there as well. It's
yeah.
super expensive out there.
It's super expensive to the point where I don't even consider myself an artist.
Okay.
If like I don't know how
you're so focused on just
trying to survive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And so it's like my struggle isn't in me trying to make it as an artist. My struggle is just like trying to live day to life, but I'm enjoying myself singing.
Okay.
You know, like I'm still enjoying making these fun TikToks. I'm still enjoying making like, oh, and I started, you know, putting little songs together and uploading them on my Instagram. So I felt like I was doing it as like this just for my own self, not even as like this was going to be a career or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just like I'm surviving this craziness right now, I'm also like making myself happy with my art and my love for singing.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, which is dope, because at the end of the day, you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly it.
You mentioned that you're having fun with your content, right? And I noticed
yeah.
that you are, right? You did something that I was just like, yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about how you blew up the bathroom and you're going to leave the door open.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That song, Leave the Door Open, just came to me when I was inspired. You know, the most creative works I hear from other people is that it's usually sitting on the toilet or standing in the shower, right? So mine happened to be sitting in the toilet. And, you know, I did my business and I was like, whew. I got some creative thoughts from that, you know, experience being in there. So that's just how that came. So I thought, you know, I'm a goofball. I want to show my personality in a little bit more because I was so used to just uploading cover songs. And so, yeah, I made my own little thing of it.
I love how you can be authentic to yourself, you know, because again, the perception of internet, you know, like sometimes, you know, people have this perception or they project an image on you, which I noticed that you tweeted something like that, and I was just like, ooh, I want to know what exactly made you tweet. You had tweeted this. I'm sick and tired of people projecting their image of what they think I am or who they believe I should be based on how I presented myself in my TikTok singing on videos. I am an all-around entertaining performer. I'm not your effing Disney princess. I'm me.
Yeah.
Love it. I love that. Thank you. You know why? You should be, for me, I love it. Just be you, you know? What made you write that, though?
Somebody, I mean, well, it had, you know, gradually been a progression throughout my TikTok live streams. I like to be energetic. I like to dance. I like to shake my body. And I also have sung Disney music, right? Okay. So sometimes I have people that come into my room that's like, hey, this isn't very kid friendly. And it's because I'm pretty sure that they're used to seeing me singing, you know, Disney music under the bridge. But when I'm live streaming, like, that's my time to, like, be me and be my entertaining self, which is sometimes not always kid friendly. So hearing the feedback for, I would say, the past 2 years, actually. I don't know. Something just kind of snapped in me, you know? This was just the other day. Somebody sent me an email, too, that was saying basically, hey, not sure if something is going on with your account, if you're hacked, but, you know, somebody's writing these things, and it doesn't seem like you. And so I was just kind of fed up with people thinking that they know me. And it's like, you just because you see, you hear me, whatever. Yes, I do present myself as, like, you know, whatever you imagine me to be in one setting. But also there's very many, like, versions of myself.
Yes.
And I think that that's okay. I think that sometimes it's a shock to people because they think, oh, well, this person, this is how I know them to be. They need to be like that all the time. I want to keep them in that box. And I just, you know, I still feel like I'm a small fry. I'm a nobody. Like, there's literally nothing that anybody could take away from me. I have nothing to lose. So
I get it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, establish that right now. Like, this is me. I don't know what your expectations are, but you're fair warned.
I know you said for the past 2 years you've been receiving all types of comments.
Yeah, all types.
How, like, are you now learning to filter it out and not take it personal?
Certain things I've learned to identify within myself when I'm taking it personally.
Okay.
I have this whole system for myself that if I read a comment and it triggers me in a way, in some capacity, that's a red flag for me. So I, like, take some time with that to kind of investigate how is that making me feel and why. Is there some truth to it, right?
Okay.
So I would say that maybe this one has been something that I've been thinking about for a while. It's like, how do I respond, you know? And I wanted to make sure that I was responding in an authentic way, you know, because sometimes I feel like with peer pressure, or the way that people start, you know, unfollowing you, threatening you, saying like, oh, well, I don't like you anymore because you do this or that. Like, that can really mind F you.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the worst, like, rejection just sucks. So I wanted to make sure, am I, like, going to continue doing or portraying this image of myself? And then regret it later that I was like, well, no, this is who I am. Or am I going to just kind of stand in my truth now? Like, is it going to be now or later? And so I choose now.
Thank you. I'm speaking as far as, like, as a creator, because people don't realize the pressure they put on you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot to take in, you know, especially, like, looking at, like, and I'm sure you get this a lot, but looking at you have over a million TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on Instagram, it's 70K. Yeah. You have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
You know, so again, you know, it's this whole, you know, it's a perception. They're looking at you at a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with cancel culture.
Right.
With just the ugly of the internet, especially with TikTok. TikTok has an ugly side.
It does. And I feel like I've kind of, it's weird. I feel like I haven't really been on that side. But I like that you said that, like, is it maybe... like, you know, affecting me more now than it did, mm-hmm. because I know that it's always been there, but I would say just this particular comment has, like, really been the one that I wanted to stress the most importance, you know, about. But yeah, like, that ugly side has always been there, but I don't know, I feel like it's still been okay. Yeah.
What have you learned within yourself, within that whole situation?
I would say try to respond back in a, like, love and lightful way.
Yes. Okay.
Try not to think that something is, like, always, like, a criticism the first time that I read it, mm-hmm. you know, or that somebody always means something harmful to me, I guess. Kind of just try to make it positive.
You always have to turn that negative into a positive somehow, some way.
Somehow, yeah. Or it'll just
eat. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. At time is not easy.
Yeah.
You're
all good.
You're good. I mentioned something in your website, mm-hmm. And I loved it. Voice is all psychological, and we need to uncover those learning habits that keep us from excelling to our greatest. Please elaborate on that. What made you write that?
Yeah. Okay. So I've always kind of felt like two different sides, right? I've always thought about my voice in the way that it's like, my voice can do anything, all right? Okay. Like, my voice, if it can't, I'm going to train it to make it do that, whatever I want it to do. And then on the other side, I think I'm the worst singer in the world. Like, I think I absolutely suck. And I hear the playback and I'm like, oh God, that wasn't good. So I like that in the sense that it's constantly making me strive for better, you know, mm-hmm. to improve myself. So what I've learned is that it's true about if your mindset is I'm a bad singer or I'm not good, uh-huh. and you just don't do anything, like mm-hmm. there's no behavior that follows to improve it,
gotcha.
Then you're going to stay stuck.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if one changes their mindset and they say, I'm going to improve on this, I can hear that there's some areas of my voice that I could use some improvement. And I trust myself and I have enough confidence in myself that I can get there. Then you're going to achieve your goals.
Do you believe in the power of manifestation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, obviously, I just wanted to confirm it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you read, like, books on, like, self development books and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Man, I've read so many self-help books. It wasn't until, like, maybe I would say actually 2020 when I really got into it more and more. Okay. But I started just thinking about manifesting something.
Okay.
And I wanted it to be something that I could, like, visually grasp and see, right? And at the time, it was, I want to be TikTok famous. Mm. Because it was like, this is so crazy and weird, and like, uh-huh. why would I, of all goals, why would this be something that I would manifest? But I thought that, you know, the power of manifestation, I didn't know if it would work, and I needed to test it on something that was like something so kind of unfamiliar.
Okay.
Right? And being TikTok famous, as what even is that? What is, that's weird. So yeah, I don't know. I just started using the power of manifesting as I went along my journey in TikTok. I was like, all right, cool. Wow, I just want 1,000 followers. Cool, let's manifest 3,000. Let's go. And then I'd be like, oh, whoa, I got to 3,000? I'm going to manifest 100,000, wow. You know?
Okay.
Or, yeah, like 100K. And so, and then I went to 1 million, and I'm like, oh, man, dang, that was cool. So I guess it's done. And then I was like, no, let's manifest 2 million, you know? And so it just kept going and building and building. So I thought, like, that was just a cool little experiment that I did.
Wow. Okay. So what are you manifesting now?
That is something that I'm still trying to figure out. I feel like my overall goal is to help people in, you know, in the capacity of maybe that's me truly becoming a board certified behavior analyst, what I'm going to school for right now. Right. So my manifestation would be to become certified, like really certified.
Not prostitution.
No, a certified behavior analyst working with people with autism. So that is something that I'm manifesting right now.
Okay.
So if that, but I'm also manifesting this, you know, using my, singing and my creative content to just take off.
How you find the balance between, because, you know, being a content creator on social media, then going to school, and then, you know, obviously your personal life, you know, you she's a human being, you know, guys.
Like, right,
you
know, like,
so how do you find the balance to, like, you know, within everything?
Is I just try to, like, listen to my body and kind of see where, what my behavior is, like, showing me in my environment. How is my room looking? You know, is it messy? Is it disorganized? How are my eating habits? Am I doing okay? I kind of just base it off of how much can I handle.
Okay. Have you crashed?
Not exactly. No. Okay. I would, there's been times where I felt like I wanted to, but then I just realize I could just take a break. I've definitely, don't get me wrong, you know, I've seen the fluctuations of how that has affected my, how, like, you know, my engagement or whatever you want to call it, my analytics. So but I also just value my education just as much. So it's like I just, I keep my values in mind. Like, I want to do well in school. It's really important to me that I get good grades. It's really important to me that I pass. And, you know, so it's like, if that means that one other area has to kind of take a backseat for a little bit, then that's what happens.
Gotcha. Now that you're TikTok famous, right?
Right. No. It's coming along. We're getting there, man. The competition is real out there.
It is. It's very much real. But you know what? You've been, you actually been doing it since, like, TikTok started, like, literally booming, in a sense.
Yeah, I think,
right?
Yeah, especially everybody was home, you know, during the pandemic.
Has that affected you, like, at school wise, let's just say, since you're going to school, like, has people stopped you or, like, recognized you or stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, I've had a couple of classmates tell me, they're like, girl, I didn't know that you're on TikTok. And they're like, you're TikTok famous. I'm like, no, I'm not. But yeah, that's been pretty cool. What I've really noticed is that I feel like I've grown up a lot. Like, I've done a lot of maturing, and that kind of scares me because I feel like I like having my youthful spirit, and I want to make sure that, like, that maintains, because that's me having fun, you know?
You have to enjoy yourself, you know? One thing I noticed, like, I'm not a TikTok person, right? So don't come for me, guys. But I noticed with TikTok, it's a lot more work opposed to, like, Instagram, for example, right? Like, you have to, like, dedicate so much time into the quality or, you know, the editing, et cetera, right? You know, so that's what, like, what I'm getting with this is, like, this is why I'm, like, just stay, have fun, because it can suck in, like,
absolutely
your soul, in a sense, you know, like, from the comments to the amount of work, people don't realize the the time and the energy you're putting into all of this. So, you know, enjoy yourself. It's good that you're recognizing that you have to take a break. You're releasing your own music, right? So are you planning on, like, releasing a project? Are you releasing singles? Like, what are we expecting with that?
I've been getting a lot of comments that people want me to just sing under that bridge. You know, they want me to make a whole album under there. And I'm like, but guys, like, you don't understand the trouble of waiting for it to be quiet enough under there. You know, sometimes there's just a lot of traffic and people are honking their horns. People are yelling. And so sometimes there's a little bit of me that feels like, I don't know, but that's the perfectionist in me that I kind of want to just see what happens if I just put that aside, you know? It doesn't need to be perfect. People, this is what they want. Why not just give it to them?
But what is it that you want?
Oh, man. I want to make an album, too.
Okay.
I do. I've written a couple of singles, and my only issue is that I feel like sometimes I don't know what my sound is. I don't know what my genre is. And,
okay.
And I want to produce because pleasing my audiences, like we talked about earlier, it's healing for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure that I'm providing that.
I just say have fun with it. You know, and again, you know, like, I'm not sure who you have within your circle, your team, but that comes with a lot of artist development. And I love that you mentioned that, because I feel like that's one of the biggest challenge with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Is finding their sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're still in the process of it. You know, I think it'll come to you. Mm-hmm. You know, just just have fun with it.
Yep. Even if I'm old and gray, I'm going to be coming up. I've got my sound now, y'all. I'll be in the bumping in the retirement. So mama got open mic nights. Be like, y'all ready? Listen, I got this now. Let's go.
So, all right. So lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Something for the first time? Oh, man. That's a good one. Drum roll, please. Right. Oh my god, the first time that I did something. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
The first time I got to talk with Alicia Keys on live stream.
No.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That was absolutely incredible. Her team contacted me at the last minute. They're like, "Hey, we don't know if Alicia Keys has time today. She's in between shows, but she wants to promote her new skincare line and her new album, Keys 2. Do you want to go live with her on TikTok later if she's available?" I said, yes, absolutely. So she did. She went live, and she brought me in her box, and I got to freaking talk to Alicia Keys and sing for her. She let me sing some of my little, you know, my new single. And
how was the reaction with that?
She loved it.
Okay.
And you know what is even more incredible is I was starting to kind of second, you know, doubt myself. Like, okay, is this a good decision to sing? This is kind of a controversial song right now, you know, because it's, you know, I'm promoting women's rights. I don't know why that's so confrontational. But anyways, she actually is a great supporter of women, you know. Mm, I loved, mm-hmm. I went to her Instagram and I saw that she's on there. She had put an Instagram, 4th of Independence Day is officially canceled, sincerely women. And that ruffled a lot of feathers.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I may not like agree 100% to that, but I love her boldness to say something like that. And it gets people's attention. Like, well, what does she mean by that? Well, it's going to go direct there. Attention to what we should all be looking at right now. So I was like, thank god I got to sing this song for her. She loved it.
Wow. Yeah. That's super dope. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think I would have been like, not, it's not starstruck, more like you said, like I guess more nervous and just doubting yourself, you know, that
yeah.
So that's a big thing to overcome at that given moment.
Yeah, it was. And to be like, keep myself level and just talk to her, like, you know, regular, normal.
Okay.
Like, not put her on so much of a pedestal that I'm just like this crazy fan, even though I may have freaked her out a little bit in the beginning.
Why you say that?
Well, because I had my like lights going in the room. I had my microphone. I was like, Alicia Keys. Like, dude, I don't know what I thought I was. I thought it was a DJ, maybe. And I was like, we got Alicia Keys, multi-Grammy, you know, like, I don't, and then she, and I had her music playing in the background, and she was like, woo, she had, and then she's like, okay, Raquel, can you hear me? She had to, like, quiet me down, like, yes, I'm here. So, yeah, that was fun.
Oh, my God, no, that's...
Listen, Alicia Keys, if you ever need a hype woman, I got you.
She got you, No, but that's super dope, You know, continue being, you're humble, and I love the fact that you're so humble. So I'm like, just continue, you know, going this route.
That's
so
good. You're making me cry already.
No, I just want to say, you know, thank you for just the inspiration, the motivation. You know, continue being your authentic self, and just the fact that you're humble it speaks volume, you know. You're showing so many people that, you know, like, just as a woman in this industry, it's okay to be you, you know, and it's okay to fight for, you know, for yourself, you know. So, you know, thank you again, you know.
Yeah, thank you. You're,
you know, like, I look forward to seeing all your success and your future, you know. It's going to be super bright.
Right.
You know, so let's continue working and making it happen, executing all those goals, continue manifesting, your manifesting, all, because the power of manifestation is super real.
Yeah.
So, you know, so for those that are watching, where can they find you? Where they can listen to your music, your single, and all that good stuff.
I would love for you guys to check out my Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes. It's Raquel Rains. Make sure you do get the S at the end, or you might find that certified freak on the internet, because actually that one does exist. But also on TikTok, Raquel Rains, on Instagram, _ Raquel Rains, and YouTube. Please go over there. I think maybe I'm going to start transitioning over there and see what YouTube has for me. Maybe I'll manifest that. I mean, it is really cool when I see people having their 100,000 subscribers, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information will be in the description box below. It's simple. Just click, follow, support. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been liking, commenting, and subscribing. You guys are amazing. As your girl, V. Henny. Make sure to follow the artistry. And y'all already know, man. Rock out with your cocks out, jam out with your clam out.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us.